Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 30, Johannesburg 28, Polokwane and Mbombela 29 degrees. We start in Mpumalanga, where the owner of a security company has been arrested for allegedly selling firearms, including rifles and pistols, before falsely reporting them as stolen. SAPS organized crime unit uncovered the scheme, revealing that the weapons were legally registered by the buyer. Police spokesperson Donald Maduli says the suspect will appear in the Nelspruit Magistrates Court today and faces charges of perjury.
More charges could be added as the investigation continues. The acting provincial commissioner of the SAPS in Mpumalanga, Major General Dr. Zev Mkwanazi, has commended the investigative team for uncovering this and also raised this concern because most of the firearms are used in the commission of violent crimes.
Staying with crime-related matters, police have arrested a 55-year-old drug mule at Oratambo International Airport on charges of drug trafficking. The suspect, who's a Nigerian national, had just landed from Brazil when he was intercepted by law enforcement authorities. Police spokesperson Amanda van Wyk says a medical X-ray revealed that the mule had swallowed multiple objects suspected to be bullets containing cocaine.
The suspect, who is still in the process of releasing the bullets, is expected to appear before the Kempton Park Magistrates Court later this week. This arrest follows last month's successful operation in which we have apprehended two South African drug mules and seized cocaine worth an estimated value of 7.5 million rand at the same airport.
The city of Tshwane says it's obtained a court order to demolish two illegally constructed buildings located in Pretoria West. These structures were built in violation of the National Building Regulations and Building Standards Act. The Metro says it has established that the buildings were constructed without approved building plans. To the Free State, where 10 people have been killed in a collision between a bus and a truck on the N6 near Smithsfield. The bus was contracted by the Passenger Rail Agency of South Africa. The Free State Department of Roads and Transport spokesperson Hiri Motebe says 20 others were injured.
We would really like to plea with road users to make sure that when they embark on journeys, they are fresh and they are travelling with the roadworthy vehicles to ensure the safety of the commuters, and to truck drivers, rest before you take long trips and try and rest every 2 hours.
And U.S. President Donald Trump says his government has accomplished more in 43 days than most administrations accomplished in 4 to 8 years. He gave his first address to Congress since returning to power.
Our spirit is back, our pride is back, our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before. The American dream is unstoppable, and our country is on the verge of a comeback, the likes of which the world has never witnessed and perhaps will never witness again.
Trump adds that America's momentum is also back. I'm Chanel September, back with more news at 11.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
Deja vu.